And good evening from Polinski Field. Homecoming night here on the Friday night for the Willow Springs Bears. Bears home for their second game, home game of the year, and they're entertaining the Cabool Bulldogs tonight. As we get set for action here in about coming up in a little less than 5 minutes, the Bears coming off of two sound defeats to California and also to Marionville.
Quick photo op.
Okay,
before we
all right.
Continue here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll beg
you. So two sound defeats by those two, and we've talked about it enough. Probably we can put it in a jar and seal it up. But still, the Bears are young and inexperienced, and the Cabool Bulldogs are not. Just
no,
say that right up front. They have two of the best running backs in the SCA, and Tyler Fleetwood and Owen Casper, and those two guys will carry a big load for the Cabool Bulldogs. Someone told me this just this week that they felt like that the Cabool Bulldogs were probably the second best team in the SCA this year. So
wow, that's some high praise.
Also, they said the SCA was weak. So
well,
anyway,
this Cabool team is good.
They're good. They're good. They're a very experienced team. They've got lots of senior leadership. Their Trey Atkins is their quarterback. He's a senior. Those running backs are seniors, and they've been at it. They've been starting since they were sophomores. So they've been through the wars, and now they're upperclassmen, and the Bears have not been through the wars. They're upperclassmen. They've only got a couple on this team. So it's sort of a mismatch when you look at it on paper and when you look at it out on the field as well. So
yeah.
Bears and Bulldogs.
Cabool now number 5 in Class 1. We played, of course, the number 1 team in Class 1 last week in Marionville. Cabool is number 5 in Class 1. Last year was a win for the Bears against the Bulldogs. We went to Cabool. It was the Bears' best game of the year last year. They beat Cabool 44-22. It was a fun game for Bear fans at Cabool last year. And then Cabool kind of took them a little while to get started last year, but they were really a second-half team that kind of took off and went all the way to the district championship game last year. Finished 4-8, but they were the district runner-up, and all those guys that you talked about really started playing up to their potential. They returned 6 all-conference players. You mentioned the 2 running backs. They've also got 2 all-conference offensive linemen in Walls and Hall, and those two guys, you got a good offensive line and 2 good running backs and a good quarterback as well. That's going to make them really tough to beat. And for the Bears, really had a hard time stopping defenses, or offenses rather, but they'll be challenged tonight, and we saw some positives from the passing game last week. Ferguson and Stewart had a nice touchdown, so hopefully the Bears can dial up some big plays in their homecoming game. This is homecoming here at Polinski Field. A great crowd. We had the parade, the coronation, and now the game. Congratulations, Allie Martin is your 2023 homecoming queen. And a great court of young ladies, and it's been a fun week at the high school, and now hopefully the football team can entertain the folks at Polinski Field tonight.
The Bears winning the toss, so they're going to receive the football from the Cabool Bulldogs. Last week in the first half, actually, Ferguson had his best first half of the year. They kind of got to him in the second half, but that first half he had 100 yards passing and looked pretty good. The sophomore did so. We look forward to those victories and those improvements that the Bears will have along the year, and hopefully we'll find some of those spots tonight to throw some of those positives in.
We've had more football games earlier in the week. The JV getting a win, and also the 8th grade team getting a win last night. We'll talk some more about that coming up to halftime with our fall sports focus, but there are some positive signs around the football program, and we want to make sure we highlight those for you as the game goes on. Cabool in their road whites, they've got their blue helmets on. Bears in all maroon with their white helmets. Bulldogs will kick from right to left on your radio dial.
They tee it up on the 40-yard line, single back deep for the Bears. I've been running 2 safeties back there for kickoffs, but only 1 tonight. Waiting for the official to blow the whistle and say, let's go. Everybody's ready on the field. The players are now. Here we go. It is a pooch kick and fumbled by the Bears.
The Bulldogs have it.
The Bulldogs recovered. Just a little onside kick. Bear lineman touched the ball. Could have had it, but could let it get away from him, and the Bulldogs fell on it for takeover. So Bulldogs will have it, first and 10 at midfield.
Adkins, the kicker, as well for the Bulldogs, and nice squib onside kick on the right side, and the Bear up then couldn't quite hang on, and it went bounced right to about three Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are in business right at midfield to start the game.
They're going to start at their own 49-yard line. Adkins has two backs in there with him. Gets the snap, hands off to the back on his right. Who comes around the near side of the field? Got a little running room. And run out of bounds down about the Bear 35-yard line for a nice 15-yard pickup on first down.
That's Owen Casper, but I believe there was a hold at about the 45 by the Bulldogs. So we'll see if that brings that big run back. He had some really good blocking, and he was helped by a hold. So at about the 45, that'll drop the Bulldogs back and make it about first and
13. Yeah, I think it's going to be at the 46-yard line. Will be the line of scrimmage, first and 13 for the Bulldogs. So we'll bring that play back.
First penalty of the night.
Adkins at quarterback. Keeps one back in there this time, and that's three wide receivers. From the shotgun man in motion to the right, motion man gets the ball. Going around the right side, slow to develop, and a good tackle out there for a loss by the Bears.
Larrick Cheney, the junior, is back this week, and Larrick with a good tackle there on number 10. That's Seth Owens, the wide receiver, coming on an end around and lost about 5 yards.
Back to the 41-yard line, and it'll be and long for the Bulldogs. One back in there. They hand off to the running back. He hits the line and gets up to the 50-yard line and into Bear territory. Short of the first down by a lot, but still third and manageable for the Bulldogs at the Willow Springs 48-yard line. They've got to get to the Bear 41, so third down and 7 for the Dogs.
That was Fleetwood, and he's got the size to go with that running ability. One of the best running backs in the conference, no doubt.
Atkins in the shotgun, calling the signals, one back in there with him. He wants to throw this time. Over the middle he goes. It is complete. And the man coming around the near side has got an open trail down the sidelines, and he is going to go in for the score. So
Bears had that hemmed in pretty well. He caught it about 3 yards short of the first down, but then ran around multiple Bears for the touchdown. Austin Daniel with the catch.
Coach Splitterhofer, I don't understand his philosophy sometimes. You know, if I had those two big guys that he's got, I'd be running the ball every play until they stop you. But no, he's going to throw the ball, and it worked for him that time. 35-yard touchdown play. Bulldogs on the board with 10:29 left to go here in the first quarter. Going to go for two. Fleetwood goes in for the two-point conversion, and it's 8-0 Kabul within 29 left to go in the first quarter. Back in a minute, back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Football, 10:29 left to go in the first quarter, and the Bears trailing 8-0 to the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs try another onside kick for the against the Bears, but the Bears cover this one, and the Bears will take over in good shape there at the 49-yard line, first and 10.
Bulldogs certainly coming out and trying to just push the Bears down quickly and do it very early in this game, back-to-back onside kick. This one, Ferguson covering it for the Bears. DeWilla will have good field position after getting the Bulldogs to third down and long, but then the Bulldogs strike for a touchdown and lead it 8-0, 10:26 to go first quarter.
From the 48-yard line, first and 10 for the Willow Bears. Ferguson back in the shotgun, calling the signals, gets the snap, hands off to the running back, and not much there.
Jethro Gillum.
Don't know if he got anything.
The running back.
Maybe lost a yard on the play. Just not a lot of blocking up front, Marty.
Well, in this Kabul line, we talked about him before the game. They're very experienced. They've got all conference linemen, and the Bears line is just very young and small.
Young, inexperienced, small, yeah. So you quickly weigh the advantage there, and it goes to the Bulldogs' way. Second down and 11 for the Bears. Ferguson out of the shotgun has three wide receivers. Look for him to throw a little bit, see if he can anyway. Takes the handoff.
Gives it to Gillum.
Does give it to Gillum. Gillum gets up to midfield this time, so a positive gain for that time for Jethro.
Using Gillum a little bit more here in the first quarter. Woolsey, normally the guy, but haven't seen his number dialed up yet.
So a three-yard gain on the play. Be third down and 8 for the Bears. Ball right at the midfield stripe. 9:15 left to go here in the first quarter on homecoming night at Polinski Field. Big crowd on hand for the occasion. Ferguson out of the shotgun. Back behind him. He wants to throw. Over the middle he goes, and it's incomplete.
Through the hands of his intended receiver. Now, he had to get rid of it very, very quickly. James Dean, the intended receiver, and he had to go right through his hands.
Dean had a shot to catch that, too, I think.
Yeah, it was a catchable ball. Yep. And Ferguson did a nice job getting it away.
Yeah, I got it away quick, so avoided the sack, and it'll be fourth down and 8 for the Bears now. And Aiden Stewart will come on to do the punting. Ronnie Collins is in there late. He's the last guy in on the kickoff team. There's the snap. And the kick, short kick, taken at the 25 by the Bulldogs. Got a good block, looking for more. And he's still on his feet. It's reversing side to the other side of the field. He's at the 50. And going down the far sidelines where he's run out of bounds at the Bear 30-yard line. But, wow, what a run it was. The run lasted a long time, 10 seconds at least.
About a 35-yard kick return by Atkins. He took it to the left. That's where all the Bear coverage went, and Atkins just reversed it and went the other direction. Finally, Aiden Stewart, the punter, got him down. He was the last guy to beat. And Stewart saves a Bulldog touchdown for the moment, but they've got it in great field position with 8:35 left to go in the first quarter, looking for touchdown number 2.
Ball at the 31-yard line of the Bears. First and 10, snap of the football, handoff to the wingback who's coming around and gets good yardage on the play down the far sidelines, finally run out of bounds inside the 20. But a first down for the Bulldogs.
About a 12-yard pickup.
Knocked out of bounds by
John Ball. For Austin Daniel.
See where they spot it. They do say it is a first down, but just, well, all the way to the 15-yard line. So 16-yard gain on the play. First and 10 Bulldogs at the Bear 15-yard line. Atkins out of the shotgun. Gets the snap, wants to throw, got some time. Now tucks and starts to run up the middle. And gets down to about the inside the 10-yard line before he's brought down.
About an 8-yard catch from Daniel. Daniel's being used a lot, and really Atkins had all kinds of time just to kind of sit back there and look over his choices and decide what he wanted. No pressure from the Bears.
7-yard line of the Bears, that's where the ball is. And it's second down and 2 for the Bulldogs. About a yard, really. Atkins gets the snap, hands off to the running back coming around the side. He's looking for the end zone and gets hemmed in. Finally tackled at about the 5-yard line. Probably enough for a first down.
Casper with the carry that time around to the right side. Give him 3 on the run. Ferguson makes the stop for the Bears.
First and goal. Looks like
at the 5-yard line.
7:28 left to go here in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-0 and threatening here again. Bulldogs break the huddle. Atkin brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Keeps it back in there with him. Gets the snap. Wants to roll to the left side, looking for running room in there, and he trots into the end zone for a touchdown.
Atkins just took it himself.
I don't think he was touched.
Made it pretty easy.
No touch by the Bear defense. Good blocking by the Bulldog offense. And the Bulldogs now up 14-0. Now, this Bulldog team is for real.
Oh, they're loaded.
They're a good team.
Talented senior group. These are. I remember seeing these kids as sophomores, and we said, look out, these guys are going to be good.
Now they're going for two, and Atkins throws and connects for the two-point conversion in the end zone. So with 7:07 left to go in the first quarter, it's Kabul 16, Willow Springs nothing. Back in 60 seconds for the Kabul kickoff, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. .7 left to go here in the first quarter. Bulldogs up early 16-0, and they're kicking off to the Bears. They've been doing this squib kicking, and they do it right to the Bears. And the Bears do a good job hanging on this time with that little onside kick.
But I don't know. We haven't followed Kabul, but is this something they just do every how they kick off? I mean, that seems a little much to continue to onside kick, but the Bears do recover it again this time, and they'll take over at midfield, and looks like we're going to have a mid-quarter water break with 7:06 to go in the first quarter.
Well, let's talk about some positive things while we have the water break. And we're hearing quite a bit of positives from last night's middle school football game. They went over to
They played
Salem here last night, and eighth grade would look good, I hear.
Yeah, let me pull up those scores. But eighth grade won 32-6 and looked really good doing it. So, well, that eighth grade crew is they're kind of raising some eyebrows and giving Bear fans some hope that, hey, that's a group that can come in here and make an impact in the near future. Seventh grade took a loss, but some good players on that team as well. So I know the coaching staff working hard to make that, just establish that pipeline, the junior and senior class. While we've got a few out there, that cabinet is just kind of empty as far as the football players. But we've got some coming up through the middle school ranks that hopefully will help the middle school team. Fun to watch. A lot of good young players on that team that are ready to contribute. And as our athletic director said, they're football heads. They love football. They love to get out there and tackle and hit people. So they're going to be fun to watch, and on Thursday nights, check where the 7th and 8th grader playing, and that'll be fun to watch.
First and 10 for the Bears from their own 49-yard line after the onside kick. The handoff goes to the second back, and the Bulldogs are there to meet him and run him backward. Tried a little off tackle delay, and it did not work. The Bulldogs were just all over that one. Two-yard loss on the play.
Gillum again with the carry. He's been the running back that they've used here in the first quarter.
And he's a freshman, right?
Sophomore.
Okay. Sophomore. Second down and 13 with the Bears back at the 47-yard line. Ferguson, the sophomore quarterback, gets the snap, wants to throw. Quick throw over the middle. Complete.
Nice catch.
And down to the inside the 40-yard line for a Bear first down.
Good catch, good move by John Baugh. John made a nice move there to pick up a couple extra yards. The Bears pick up a first down. They move the chains again. Ferguson having to be super quick. He has zero time, but it's clear that he knows that coming in, and he's quick to get rid of it. Found Baugh on a good route.
15-yard gain on the play for John Baugh and the Bears, and they're down at the Kabul 37-yard line, first and 10. So that's encouraging for Bear fans. Get that first down before the first quarter ends. Snap of the football, wants to throw again. He's going deep this time. Got a man down there, but it's overthrown just a bit. It'll be incomplete. Second down.
Stewart was the intended receiver, but overthrown by Ferguson, and he was well covered anyway. So not a bad miss. If that would have been closer, that would have been up for grabs between the two players. Bring up a second down and 10.
5:51 left to go here in the half, or the first quarter, I should say. 16-0 Bulldog lead. Second down 10 for the Bears at the Bulldog 37-yard line. Bears handoff, running back, regained his He was almost hit by the line of scrimmage, but managed to fall forward for a gain down to the 35-yard line, positive yards.
Gillum stumbled a little bit, had a pretty decent hole there open up for a second, and he was able to, like you said, regain his balance and dive forward for about 3 yards. It'll be a third down and seven. Bears clearly in four-down territory here.
You bet. Third down, seven from the Kabul 35-yard line. There's the snap of the football, and
mercy.
The Kabul was right there in the face of the Bear backfield.
They came on a blitz. Jeff Gebke and several other of his Bulldog friends were all over. Ferguson couldn't even get the handoff and took a six-yard loss.
Yeah, about a loss of five at least on the play back to the 40-yard line. And it'll be fourth down and 12 for the Bears now. We'll see if they bring that blitz again. Uh-oh.
Bulldogs jumped offside, so that'll give the Bears 5 yards back and make it a little more manageable.
Fourth down.
5 yard penalty on the Bulldogs.
Instead of fourth down and 12, it'll be fourth down and 7 for the Bears. Make it a little more manageable. Take the ball down to the Kabul 35-yard line. Need to get to the 28-yard line for a Bear first down.
Ferguson has a good arm. He showed it off last week, but you got to have a little bit of time, and that Kabul line is good. They may be better than Marionville's.
One back in there with him. He wants to throw, does so quickly, and it's intercepted by the Bulldogs and looks like a full speed ahead for the Bulldogs down the near sideline for an interception and a touchdown.
Pick six for the Bulldogs. Owen Casper, one of the fastest guys on the field, of course, is the guy that intercepts it, takes it all the way, so about a 65-yard interception return for a touchdown for the Bulldogs.
Comes with 4:24 left to go in the quarter. Bears had a first down and doing some positive things, but that popped that interception. Ferguson has to throw so quickly.
Yeah, they were coming on a blitz, and he knew he had to get rid of it. And Casper was just sitting back there waiting.
So Atkins will line them up for a two-point conversion again for the Bulldogs. Looks like they're one short on the field. Maybe, I don't know, bad snap from center. And Atkins is going to be hemmed in and taken down for a loss back at the 20. Bulldogs were all messed up on that play.
Confusion, and the Bears take advantage of it.
So with 4:24 left to go in the first quarter, Bulldogs 22, Bears nothing, back in 60 seconds. Bear football on KUKU. 4:24 left to go in the first quarter. The high-flying Bulldogs are on top 22-0 over the Bears and kicking off for the third time here in the first quarter. See if they onside kick it again. That's what they've been doing. They go to the other side this time. Bears pick it up and bring it up to the 47-yard line.
Well, the Bear onside kick return unit is learning, and they're getting better. Jeremiah Galloway on the return.
Coach Payne's got some speed up there now on the front line for these Kabul kicks.
Caden Woolsey hurt on the first play of the game, so that's why we've not seen him in the offensive rotation and may not tonight. So that's a big blow for a Bear team that doesn't have a whole lot of depth to begin with, and now you lose your number one running back. Gillum has stepped up for the Bears tonight so far, down 22-0, still 4:20 to go in the first quarter.
Bears break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. Ferguson in the eye has the back in there with him, behind him, but he wants to throw. Got a little time, throws it up the middle, caught. And pretty good yardage out of it, up to about the over the 50-yard line into Kabul territory at the 48-yard line. So 5 yard gain on the play, second down and 5.
Stewart with the catch. Good throw by Ferguson. Well defended, really. No chance for a run after the catch by Stewart, but he was able to hold on. And Bears would love to get a little traction on offense.
Second down and a short 5 to go. Ferguson out of the gun. Gets the snap, hands off to the running back. He's into the secondary of the Bulldogs and close to a first down.
Gillum with a 5-yard pickup, and they'll move the chains. First down for the Bears, by far their best running play of the night. And the Bears are in Bulldog territory and driving, maybe. We've got to go first down anyway.
Yeah. First and 10 from the Bulldog 43-yard line. Low snap.
Ooh, yeah.
And that didn't help things as far as...
Yeah, there's a flag on the end of that one.
Yeah, the Bulldogs came in aggressively on the low snap and pinned the player for a loss, Ferguson for a loss. But I think that's going to be 15 added on against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the official had already blown the whistle. The play was dead, and the Bulldogs finished it off.
Yep.
And
in rather emphatic fashion.
Yeah, made a little exclamation point on that play. So it'll be a loss, but should be a 15-yard penalty on the Bulldogs.
Official still talking about it. Maybe about where to mark it off. Should mark it off from the 40.
It should get the Bears close to a first down.
It should get them a first down, I would think. Should take it down to about the 30. Yeah, they're going to mark it just shy of the 32, so. I guess from the point of the foul.
It'll be first down and a yard.
So we'll take the ball down to the Kabul 33-yard line and the second down.
Right.
That's first down. First down and one. That's what it is.
Get it straight here.
I was watching the line crew over there. They're not settled yet. There's the snap of the football, the handoff to the Ferguson keeps and cuts back inside and may have the first down. Close to the 30-yard line.
I think he got it. It'll be about the 31. Needed one. He got two. Moves the chains. Another first down for the Bears. Got to give a gold star for all these kids, but Ferguson takes a lot of abuse with those blitzes coming after him, but still able to pop up and make a good run.
First and 10 Bears at the Kabul 31-yard line. Here come the Bulldogs on a blitz. Ferguson...
Bears changing their count a little bit. I kind of like that.
And
still got 8 seconds on the play clock.
Yeah. Now they finally snap the football. Running back is hit as he got the ball and lost a couple of yards on the play.
Gillum drops back to the 35. So it'll be a loss of 4 for Jethro. And a second and 14 for the Bears. Keeping the clock moving, keeping the ball away from Kabul for a while, though. So
yeah, that's good.
Been some progress here in this first quarter.
Second down, 13 for the Bears. Ball at the Kabul 34-yard line. See if Ferguson wants to throw here, and he does. Quick throw, and it's a little underthrown. He just has to fire so quickly. Ball was the open receiver, but the ball was thrown at his feet, and he couldn't come up with it, so it'll be third down and 13 for the Bears. That stops the clock with 1:58 left to go in the quarter.
Don't forget Fall Sports Focus coming up to halftime. We will name a new athlete of the week. Sydney Stewart from volleyball was our athlete of the week last week.
Third and 13 here. Ferguson has two wide outs on the far side, one on the near side, gets the snap. He rolls to his left. Don't seem to do that too much. Fires down the sidelines, and it's out of bounds.
Lots of contact down there, but no flags. No flags.
Kabul player had a shot at it, out of bounds, I think.
There is a flag, yeah, at the 40-yard line. I thought I saw something yellow come out at some point, and there it is. Going to be holding on the Bears. I would say that will be...
Decline, probably.
And a sideline warning on the Bulldogs.
So we'll see what the Bulldogs want to do. It's their option whether they take it or not. It'll be 4th and 13 or 3rd and 23. They're going to take the 3rd and 23. They're going to take the 10-yard penalty, taking the ball all the way back to the 44-yard line. Ball still in Kabul territory, still 3rd down, but it's 23 yards to go now. For a Bear first down.
Two penalties for 15 yards for the Bears.
Ferguson keeps his back in there with him and three wide receivers. Puts a man in motion to the near side of the field. Motion man gets the ball, wants to throw it, and throws it in and out of the hands of the defender on that play. That little trickery for the Bears. Stewart was throwing, right?
Yeah, it was a kind of a trick play, and Aiden Stewart was going to throw it to Ball. A little underthrown, and the Kabul defensive back had a pretty good shot at it. But Ball actually kind of turned around and became the defender on the play and did a nice shot. Ball and his defender have engaged in some good sportsmanship. I like to see that from both those guys. They've slapped each other's helmets several times. Some good things.
Bears are going for it on 4th and 23. Kabul dropped a single safety back expecting a punt, but the Bears just going to go for it. They throw up down the far sidelines. Oh. Incomplete.
Pretty good route, and Ferguson took a nice shot. Stewart was the intended receiver, but just about 3 feet too long. Stewart made a diving attempt, but the Bulldogs will take over on downs with 1:37 to go in the first quarter, leading 22-0.
And the ball will be at the Kabul 44-yard line as the Bulldogs take over there. They had not had much trouble moving the ball. One of their touchdowns came, though, via defense on the interception.
Bulldogs have only had 7 offensive plays in this game, 3 touchdowns.
All right. Atkins at quarterback, keeps the back in there with him, wants to throw. He takes 2 steps back, now looks out there and fires away. And good knockdown by the defender. Is that Ball?
That's John Ball. John Ball is your player of the game so far. Yeah. That was a nice play. It was a good throw by Atkins. Fleetwood was the intended receiver and looked like he had a step on Ball, but John closed quickly and knocked that away.
I just don't understand why Kabul don't use those backs. Man, they've got Casper and Fleetwood.
They like to throw.
They like to throw, yeah. 1:30 left to go in the quarter. This is still the first quarter. Bulldogs 2nd and 10. Atkins looking at his wrist for the play. Keeps the back in there with him. Got 3 wide receivers. He wants to throw again. Got time, now running out of time. Gets away from a would-be tackler and just takes off. He's got a first down and more. He's down to the Bear 40, down to the Bear 30, down to the Bear 25. Finally got ridden out of bounds down about the 20-yard line.
Kirby 6-yard run by Atkins. Bears had a shot at him in the backfield. At one point, it was Larrick Cheney again that got a hand on him but couldn't quite get him down. And once he broke the line of scrimmage, he had lots of room to run.
The ball is going to be spotted at the 22-yard line of the Bears, 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs there. As Atkins lines them up, he's working in the shotgun with one back in there with it. And he hands off to that back. Brought down for a short game.
Fleetwood with the carry, but the Bears, Aiden Messick with a nice stop. The 5'8 freshman for the Bears. Dropped him for a 2-yard loss. So Fleetwood, 2 carries for 6 yards. They really haven't unleashed Fleetwood yet.
Ball is now back to the 24-yard line of the Bears, 2nd down and 12. And the snap and the handoff to the wingback, who's got good running room, got blockers in front of him. He's at the 10 and down and out of bounds close to the 5-yard line.
He's going to drop him at about the 4, so it'll be a 20-yard carry for Fleetwood. And it'll give Kabul a 1st and goal at the 4-yard line.
Down to 33 seconds and a half. Bulldogs trying to score 30 here in the first quarter. They break the huddle. Come up to the line of scrimmage. Atkins, slow to get this one started. Getting his troops in order here. Now he's ready to go. Gets the snap. He wants to throw. Throws to the back, coming out of the backfield.
Fleetwood.
And Fleetwood is in the end zone for a touchdown.
4-yard touchdown pass. Atkins to Fleetwood, and Bulldogs will go for two here, I'm sure, and they will look to go up 30-0 in the first quarter. 6 seconds left to go. Liberty leading Fair 16-0. Larry, Houston and Salem, no score after the first quarter. So some interesting. It's all SCA tonight.
2-point conversion coming up. Atkinson gets the snap and hands it off, and the running back dives into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. So with 5.9 seconds left to go in the quarter, 30-0. Kabul on top. So we'll be back for the Kabul kickoff in 30 seconds this time. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Five point nine seconds on the clock. Beautiful evening for football here on homecoming night. Temperature about 78 degrees outside, clear skies, and no wind at all. So nice for the fans, nice comfortable conditions.
Great crowd across the way on the tailgating side with a couple of tents set up for some class reunions over there. And we welcome back all of the alumni to Willow Springs tonight.
From the 40-yard line, we'll see if the onside kick is still in play. And it is. Bears take it at the 48-yard line.
I'll say the Bears have gotten very good at returning onside kicks. The Bulldogs, I would love to know if that's a, if that's just what they do on every kick or if that's something special they're doing for us. But every kickoff has been an onside kick. And
I'm guessing that's what they do all the time because it just looks so planned.
It's an interesting strategy, though. I mean, you're giving the ball to them at midfield. I mean, hasn't hurt them with the Bears, but you would think that that would come back to bite them. But anyway, maybe they don't have much of a kicking game.
48-yard line is the line of scrimmage. Bears in their own territory. They've had a couple of first downs tonight. Let's see if they can pick up a couple here. Ferguson out of the gun, gets the snap. Keep, nope, hands it off. Running back hit for a loss on the play back to the 45. Loss, and that ends the first quarter of play. With the score, Kabul 30, Willow Springs nothing. We'll be back for the second quarter action in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Second quarter getting underway here at Polinski Field. Bears and Bulldogs. Bears have the ball second down 13 from their own 45-yard line. Kabul leading 30-0. Marty told you right before the game that we're playing two high-quality, high-ranking 1A teams back-to-back. Marionville was number one. Kabul was number five. So.
Now, two teams that might meet up in the playoffs.
And they're probably trying to see how much they can score against the same common opponent.
Sure.
Bears trying to get upfield and just can't do anything with that play. Ferguson had to keep the ball. Lost another couple on the play.
Going to be kind of a decoy as they're going to try to give it. Act like they were giving it to Jethro and just have Ferguson keep it, but Bulldogs wouldn't allow for either one of those things to happen and drop the Bears back another 3 yards.
Third down long for the Bears, just underway here in the second quarter. Passing situation probably for Ferguson. Gets the snap, throws out to the side. It's complete, but for another loss. Bulldogs had that play covered well. I think, was it Fleetwood over there on the tackle?
Yep. James Dean with the catch for the Bears, but lost a yard, or lost a couple yards. It'll be fourth and 16.
And, yeah, this time the Bears will punt. They haven't punted tonight, but they will this time. Bulldogs drop back single safety inside the Bears, inside their own 30-yard line. Stewart's been doing a good job of punting the ball.
Bad snap. The Bears just have to fall on it.
Bad snap, and the Bears have to fall on it. The Bulldogs will take over the Bear 40-yard line. Ugh.
Well, it was a fun week and lots of homecoming festivities, and you hate it. The Bear fans can't enjoy the ball game a little bit more than this, but a lot of festivities and fun tonight. There'll be a dance later, and the kids have had a good time. Spirit week. The Bears are going to take a timeout with 10:40 to go in the first half. Kabul up 30-0.
We'll take a 60-second time in here again, and We're going to get all the commercials in tonight, aren't we? You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Football. Bears could call a timeout. Kabul snaps the ball, heads down the far sideline, is going to take it in for a score. One play, Marty, from the 39-yard line. Fleetwood takes it all the way to the house for a touchdown for the Bulldogs. That comes at 10:28 left to go in the second quarter.
They just make it look so easy. First touchdown of the second quarter. And the Bulldogs are just continuing to pile on here early in the second quarter.
I think Coach Payne had probably called that timeout just to kind of settle everybody down, but boy, the very next play and Bulldogs go 39 yards. So they're going to go for two again as they keep that tradition alive. Atkins, three backs in there with him, hands off up the middle. Running back goes in for the two-point conversion, makes it 38-0 at 10:28 left to go in the half. JB played this week, Marty, right?
They did, and got a win over Houston. 18-14 was the final.
Well, good.
Congrats to the JV Bears. They'll play Kabul JV on Monday night.
How does that work with the players, having the freshmen, sophomores, a lot of them getting playing time? Is it a quarter generated? How many quarters you play? That dictates who plays JV?
To some extent, yeah. I think I know the Bears have played two JV games now and really have tried to kind of keep it to their freshmen for the most part. But they could open that up as the year goes on, and you'll see probably more of those sophomores playing in those JV games, because you want to see them get some success and play against, quite honestly, some more competitive teams.
You're right. And there has been a lot of talk that, you know, JV schedule might have been more appropriate for the Bears this year. Anyway, the Bulldogs kick off from the 40-yard line.
Oh, they're going to kick off?
Yep.
Traditional, maybe?
Yeah, probably not, but no. They're kicking from the 40-yard line.
Bears, it is a kickoff.
Bears did drop Aiden Stewart back deep. Wow, he finally picked it up at the 20-yard line, goes up the near sidelines, and gets over the 35-yard line. So good return. Yeah, good return for Aiden.
And Kabul actually kicking it away up 38-0 early in the second quarter. They feel like they can take a chance and just go ahead and kick it off. Salem leading Houston 7-0. So the Red Tigers and the Blue Tigers tonight. And
Blue Tigers may be better than people think. You reckon?
Yeah. The Red Tigers may not be. Houston 1-1 and Salem 0-2, but both have played some non-conference teams that we really just don't know much about.
Ava must be playing Mountain Grove tonight.
Yeah, they are. That's a star by that one. Ava 2-0, Mountain Grove 1-1, and I believe that game's at Mountain Grove, so we'll try
to get you
a score on that.
Ava will handle it easily.
Oh, I'm going to say it's a close game.
Ferguson out of the shotgun gets the snap. Hands off to the running back who got beyond the line of scrimmage and up to the 36-yard line. So gain of a yard.
I was successful just to get it beyond the line of scrimmage because Kabul was coming on another blitz. And, man, we've seen enough blitzes the last couple of weeks. Hezekiah Galloway, the freshman running back for the Bears. I'm going to give him a yard. Give him two.
Gets the ball up to near the 37-yard line, second down and 8 for the Bears there. Bears break the huddle. Ferguson out of the gun, has three wide receivers this time, and keeps the ball. Nowhere.
And got hammered.
Mashed. About a 2-yard loss on the play back to the 35.
A couple of Bulldogs were just holding them there, and then Fleetwood comes in and just piles him to finish the playoff, and Dylan will lose
two
on the play.
Third down and 10 for the Bears.
Very busy week of high school sports in Willow Springs. Lots of tennis, lots of volleyball. We even had some cross country, so lots of all sports focus to talk about coming up at halftime.
Third down and 10 here. Might see Ferguson throw. He's got three wideouts now. two on the near side. He comes to the near side, rolls that way, wants to throw in trouble. Down he goes, written down at about the 25-yard line. And we saw this from Marionville last week. As the game went along, Ferguson had less and less time to do anything. And it's happening again tonight for him as he lost another 10 yards on that play.
And much like Marionville last week, Kabul is just stepping on the gas here with their blitz, and they are blitzing every single play. And the Bears just don't have the manpower to handle that.
Aiden Stewart back to punt it away. He's standing at about the 14-yard line. Had a bad snap last time. We'll see if he can get the snap off a little better this time. Oh, yep, a little high, but he gets it away. Nice punt. Taken by the Bulldogs at the 45-yard line, and Atkins is headed down the far sideline into Bear territory. Gets away from a couple of defenders, more than that, really, and got all the way down to the Bear 25-yard line.
Well, set the Bulldogs in great position to score another touchdown. Cardinals up 6-4 over Cincinnati tonight.
See the drone technology working here.
That is a, you know, every team has a fleet of drones now, it seems
cool,
like.
That's cool.
Really become the thing. We'll take our halfway through the second quarter water break. It's 7:49 to go in the first half. Kabul up 38-0.
Now we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 7:48 left to go in the half, and 38-0 Kabul over the Bears here on homecoming night. Not a pleasant football evening, but evening overall is nice. It's weather is great. Too hot the first of the year. This is just about right. Ball's down at the 24-yard line, first and 10 for the Bulldogs there as we resume action. Atkins still in there at quarterback. Two backs alongside, one on either side of him. And he's been throwing quite a bit. We'll see if he does so here. No, hands off up the middle. Running back gets a good block. Casper got about how much? 10 on the play?
Yeah, close to a first down. He didn't get it.
Just a straight handoff over the right or left tackle and just went for good yardage. Gained 9. Second and 1. Ball is at the 15-yard line of the Bears. Atkins, again in the shotgun, but wide receivers on the far side of him. Gets the snap, hands it off to Fleetwood, and Fleetwood is in. Touchdown.
15-yarder this time for Fleetwood. Picked up a pair of touchdowns here in the second quarter. And the Bulldogs go up by 44 points with 7 minutes still to go in the first half.
Apparently they don't have a kicking game. They go for two every time. Just, you know, just...
Well, Marionville did that too. It's just, that's kind of the in vogue thing, is just to go for two. And I'm sure there's some statistical analysis that shows you that that's probably your better bet. It's just, you're going to get it more times than you're not, and you'll end up with more points.
There's the handoff up the middle and into the end zone for two. 46-0. 7:07 left to go in the half. Bulldogs up 46-0. We'll be back for the Bulldog kickoff, maybe, or their kick anyway, in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Kabul to kickoff, and they do again. It's going to the far sidelines and out of bounds. So the Bears will put it in play at the 35-yard line.
Kick out of bounds will draw the penalty, and the Bears will take over at the 35.
Apparently they don't have a real good kicking game. It hasn't looked too good anyway.
Yeah, they're just kind of exploring a lot of different options there, I guess, and got that first onside kick. Worked. That was the only time it worked, but Bears learned how to cover an onside kick. It was good practice for that.
Yep. Put the ball at the 35-yard line. That's where the little Bears will put it in play, first and 10. Bears huddled up back at about the 25.
7:07 left to go in the half. Bear Pride Band will be entertaining folks at halftime.
Ferguson in there at QB. There's a back in there with him. And a wing on the far side.
Ferguson Keep.
Ferguson Keeping coming around the near side. And not much there.
Back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard. Bulldogs were not blitzing that time, so he had a little bit of space, but couldn't get it past the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 for the Bears. Houston and Salem now tied, 7 apiece. Sean keeping us updated on that one. Don't have a report from Ava and Mountain Grove, but we'll try to find that one. Ava now the number 9 team in the state in class, are we 2 or 3?
2. 2. They're 3. I think they're 3.
Okay.
Ferguson at quarterback on second down and 9. Throws over the middle. Almost intercepted. But incomplete.
James Dean, the intended receiver, had a hand on it, but couldn't pull it down. A little high, but catchable. And the deflection went close to a couple of Bulldogs, but nobody could make the pick. And it'll be third down and 10 for the Bears.
One thing that... throwing the football incomplete does is stop the clock, and when you're rolling like the Bears are right now, you kind of like to keep the clock moving. Bears is still in the shotgun, 3 wide receiver formation, and off goes.
No, he faked the handoff.
Faked the handoff and kept it and got nailed for another loss on the play.
Ferguson had nowhere to go. Sacked by the Bulldog.
Fourth down.
Jeff Gebecki. Another senior. Bulldogs have lots of seniors on this team. In fact, just about everybody we have called tonight has been a senior.
When you got a senior-laden team that's got a lot of experience, it's usually a pretty good football team, and Kabul is no exception. Stewart back to punt. Standing inside his 20-yard line, Kabul drops receiver back at the 40. Nice end-over-end kick taken by the Bulldogs at the 40, 50.
Atkins.
45, 40, 35, 30. Down the far sideline, 20. And inside the 20 and about the 19. Oh. Kick coverage hasn't been very good.
Atkins will set up the Bulldogs back in the red zone. Still 5:21 to go in the half, and the Bulldogs looking to go up by over 50. In the first half. We were there last week against Marionville.
The Bears did have 8 points last week.
That's true. That's true. Had a nice passing play. One of the better plays of the year.
From the 18-yard line, first and 10. Atkinson gets the snap, throws near side. Running back's got blockers in front of him and takes it to the house. 5:13 left to go in the 5:12 left to go in the half. Rolls it up, makes it 52-0. The Bulldogs will probably go 2 again.
Nice easy little pitch and catch there on the near side. Bulldogs quickly back into the end zone with 5:12 to go in the half.
And again, Fall Sports Focus coming up at halftime. So stick around.
Yeah, that's always fun, and we will crown a Fall Sports Athlete of the Week. We'll have nominees from tennis, volleyball, and cross country.
Atkins throwing for the 2-point conversion this time. Got it. So with 5:12 left to go in the half, Kabul 54, Willow Springs nothing. We'll be back for the Kabul kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Kabul to kickoff. This time the ball is inbounds, picked up at the 20 by the Bears return team. And that's going to be where they go down, about the 20-yard line.
Got a flag at the 20 on the return. Kabul might have gotten a face mask there. Could be a hold on the Bears. Let's see what the white hat has to say. There's a face mask on the Bulldogs, so that'll give the Bears an extra.
Yeah, it could be 5 or it could be 15.
Yeah, one or the other.
It's either inadvertent or it's deliberate.
If you didn't get a chance to watch Coronation tonight, you can go to YouTube, search Willow Bears, and you will find the Bear Media production of tonight's game, the Coronation, the halftime show from the band. You've got Jackson Lee and Nolan Perkins over down the way doing some play-by-play of the game on YouTube. So if you didn't get a chance to see Coronation or you want to see the band at halftime, That's a good option for you to go to YouTube.
Okay, 15-yard penalty against the Bulldogs. They take the ball out to the 35-yard line. That's where the Bears will put it in play, first and 10.
5 minutes left to go in the half.
The Bears break the huddle. Wide receiver near side, two to the far side. Ferguson in there at quarterback, standing at his 30, gets the snap, and keeps the ball. Got a little bit of running room, got back to the line of scrimmage. That was it.
Ran into a wall at the line of scrimmage and took a pretty nasty hit right at the end of that play. A little slow getting up this time, and, man, you worry about Ferguson. He's taking a lot of abuse.
Takes a beating. Second down and 10 for the Bears. Again, the score 54 to the Bulldogs, nothing to the Bears.
Turbo clock will be on the entirety of the second half, and you would think that that would turn into a JV game in the second half.
You'd think. Bears break the huddle, second down and 10. Get it off just before the 25-second clock. Gillum breaks a tackle and gets up over the 40, up to the 42-yard line. Good gain on that play for Gillum.
Decent run by Gillum on the right side, had a little bit of a hole, and picks up about 7 yards on the play.
Third and three. Be nice to get another first down or two.
Yeah, keep that clock moving and get to the locker room without the Bulldogs getting it back. Still lots of time, though. 3:45 to go in the first half.
Third down and three for the Bears. Ferguson gets the snap, throws to the near side, and he bounced it in there, so it's incomplete. Intended for ball.
Stewart, actually, the intended receiver on that one, but didn't have much area to go, even if he had caught it, so it does stop the clock and brings up a fourth down for the Bears.
It will be fourth down, right? Fourth down and three for the Bears at their own 42-yard line. Bears are going to go for it, they say.
Moving some people around.
Yep. Ferguson with the snap. Not much time to throw.
Intercepted.
Picked off by the Bulldogs, and they take it to the house. 60-0.
42-yard. That's the second interception return for a touchdown tonight, and puts the Bulldogs, gives them 60 before halftime, averaging 30 a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough to do.
Still got over 3 minutes in the half, so. Yeah.
Well, Marionville can take note. I think the Bulldogs trying to make a statement here and certainly doing it.
Now, two defensive scores by the Bulldogs here tonight. Bulldogs going for two again. They have four wide receivers on this play. So you think Atkins is going to throw, and he does to a guy that was wide open, and he couldn't hang on. 3:19 left to go in the half, and Kabul 60, Willow Springs nothing. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Kabul to kick it off from the 40-yard line. Short kick. Bears just fall on it at the 30-yard line. That's where they'll put it in play.
Next week, the Bears have Mountain Grove in town. So
Mountain Grove on blackout or something. We never can get a score.
It is odd.
Wherever they're playing, we can't find the score. That's odd. This is the third week of the season, and we still haven't had a score on the...
Well, the first week
they played on Saturday.
Sure,
so
that has something to do with it. Yeah. Let me look. Nope, still no update on that one. We'll give you all of our score updates that we have and do Fall Sports Focus. Halftime is going to be fun, I promise. So
yep, we got
stick around for that.
Lots of good stuff to talk about. First and 10 here for the Bears from the 30-yard line. And running back gets up over the line of scrimmage, carries a Bulldog with him, and gets first down.
Yellum picks up a first down, moves the chains.
Got up to the 41-yard line, 11-yard gain on the play. Phil Gillum has been positive tonight, stepping in for Woolsey, who has injured the first play of the game. Here comes the blitz. The Bears kind of try to break it, but not much there. A couple of yards on the play. I think Ferguson kept that time.
He did.
So,
the Bull defense might be getting worn out. They've been on the field.
Tired of chasing the Bears.
Yeah.
2 yard gain on the play. Be second down and 8 for the Bears at the 43-yard line. Clock moving.
It stopped, actually.
How come?
2:37 had a
player.
Something. But the official stopped it and I winds it up and we're ready to go.
Okay. Clock moving again and the Bears hopefully moving again too on this play. Fake handoff. Ferguson keeps. Ferguson gets over the line of scrimmage and up over the 45 up to about the 48-yard line. Might be seeing some new jerseys in there for Kabul right now.
I think so. Ferguson did a nice job leaning forward on that play, making sure he got maximum yards. Third and I'd say four.
Four, yeah. Spot the ball at the 48-yard line. Bears in their own territory, third down and 4. Ferguson out of the gun, gets the snap. Hands off to the running back over the 50, and he might have gotten the first down. Looks like he did down to the Kabul 47.
Gillum picks up another first down, and the Bulldogs still blitzing, but Gillum was able to get past that initial wave of Bulldog blitzers.
Bears in the hurry-up offense here. Snap of the football, hand off up the middle. Running back gets down over the 45, down to about the 44-yard line. Pickup of 3 on the play.
Gillum again. Bears quickly pop back up and get ready.
They are literally in the hurry-up offense. Second down and 4. And off, and the running back gets into the clear.
Gillum.
And all the way down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Big pickup on the play of about 14 yards.
A flag at the end of the play, and one of the big Bulldog linemen with the outstretched arms. Like, I didn't do anything, so.
Usually means he did.
That's what that usually means, yeah. We'll see what the flag is. But that was probably the loudest the Polinski Field crowd has gotten tonight with Dylan making a nice run there and picking up the first down. So hopefully it's not coming back.
Well, yeah, that would be the negative there.
The first down for the Bears after the play, a personal foul on the Bulldog.
No, on the Bears.
Or on the Bears, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they'll pick up a first down and then
lose 15.
Then lose 15.
Yeah.
And you know there's going to be frustration.
Sure.
A lot of it
has to be
on this team.
Yep.
Bring it back to the
Houston leading Salem now 14-7. Liberty up on Thayer 38-0.
What's happened to Thayer?
Wow.
Ooh.
Liberty 0-2, but dominating Thayer tonight.
Maybe Liberty's woke up. So, first and long for the Bears. Well, I think I'll give him a first and 10. Ferguson gets the snap. Quarterback keeps the ball. No gain on the play. We're down to 1:02 left to go in the game.
And
a half.
Been
a long night. Second down and 10 for the Bears. From the 44-yard line of the Bulldogs, quarterback rolling to the near side of the field, throws downfield, got a man open, and picked off by the Bulldogs. Down about the 10-yard line. That's 3 interceptions by the Bulldogs here in the first half.
Galloway was the intended receiver, and it was a pretty well-thrown ball, but Gebecki got in there and picked it off. Bulldogs will take over, and they've still got 29 seconds to try to put another one in the end zone. Long way to go, and you would think they would take a knee at this point, right? I mean, I know it's halftime, but when you're up by 60 in the first half, it's probably time to just take a knee.
22 seconds on the clock, 29 seconds on the clock.
They're going to spread them out here. They're not taking a name.
Snap of the football. Pitch goes to the wingman who's coming around the far side of the field. And picking up some blocks, he gets up to the 20, near the 30-yard line.
Carson Lindsay, the wide receiver on the sweep, with 17 seconds left.
So that stops the clock, but it will start again here in a second. Again, fall sports focus coming up at halftime. Lots to talk about there. I know the tennis girls have been busy this week. Volleyballers, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Cross-country hat meets, so we'll talk about all of that and name an athlete of the week coming up at halftime.
Steve Wagner Memorial.
Yeah, huge, huge race. Lots of schools.
What, 20 schools or so?
Yeah.
There's the clock runs out. That is the end, mercifully, of the first half of play here with the score Kabul 60, Willow Springs nothing. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.